There's 24 to 28 degrees in Scotland and Northern Ireland, 27 to 33, perhaps even up to 34 Celsius across England and Wales.
Thank you, Simon. This is BBC Radio 4, where now it's time for the Shipping Bulletin issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 today, Thursday the 10th of July. The general synopsis at midnight. High Shannon 1025, expected Humber 1023 by midnight tonight. Low South Fitzroy 1015 with little change by same time. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking. Westerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 in southeast. Occasional rain, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. North Utsira, South Utsira. Northwesterly but southerly at first in North Utsira 3 to 5. Occasional rain, fog patches later, good, occasionally poor and very poor later. Forties Cromarty, variable 2 to 4. Fog patches later in 40s, good, occasionally very poor later in 40s. Fourth, westerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in the southwest, fair, good. Tyne Dogger, variable 2 to 4, fair, moderate or good. Fisher, German Bight, northwest 3 or 4, occasionally 5 in Fisher, fair, fog patches later in Fisher, good, occasionally very poor later in Fisher. Humber, Thames, Dover, White, Portland. Variable 2 to 4, fair, good. Plymouth. Variable but mainly east 2 to 4, mainly fair, good. Biscay. East or northeast 3 to 5, fair, good. South Fitzroy. Cyclonic 3 to 5, showers, fog patches in the east, good, occasionally very poor in the east. North Fitzroy. Easterly or northeasterly 3 to 5. Fair, good. Seoul. Cyclonic 3 or 4. Fair, good. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. Variable 2 to 4. Fog patches except in Fastnet. Good. Occasionally very poor except in Fastnet. Shannon. Southerly or southwesterly 4 or 5. But variable 2 to 4 until later in the southeast. Occasional drizzle at first. Good. Occasionally poor at first. Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey. Southwesterly 4 to 6, becoming cyclonic 3 or 4, later in North Bailey. Rain at times, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Fair Isle, Faroes. Southwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 3 later in East Fair Isle. Occasional rain, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. And Southeast Iceland. Cyclonic 3 or 4, becoming southwesterly 4 to 6, backing southeasterly 3 or 4 later. Occasional rain, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Now here are the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic. Southwest 3, slight drizzle, 2 miles, 1020, falling slowly. Stornoway. South by west 5, 13 miles, 1018, falling slowly. Lerwick, west-southwest 5, rain 100 metres, 1016, now rising. Lucas, west by south 3, 27 miles, 1020, falling slowly. Bridlington, northwest by north 2, 1021, steady. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, southwest 4, 11 miles, 1022. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, southwest by west 2, 5 miles, 1022. Jersey, east by north 3, 6 miles, 1023, falling slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, south by east 1, 2 miles, 1023. Scilly Automatic, north by east 2, 6 miles, 1023, falling slowly. Valentia, northeast by east 2, 22 miles, 1023, falling slowly. Ronaldsway, west 1, mist, 3 miles, 1023, falling slowly. And Malin Head, south by west 3, 19 miles, 1021, falling slowly. Now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours. The general situation, a moderate or strong southwesterly flow with drizzle at times and fog patches will affect the north and west of Scotland. Elsewhere, high pressure to the southwest of the British Isles will build across the rest of the United Kingdom, maintaining mainly light winds and fair weather. From Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Southwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first in the northwest, becoming variable 2 to 4 for a time in the south. Occasional drizzle and fog patches later in the north, otherwise fair. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor until later in the north. From Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Mainly westerly or southwesterly 4 to 6 in the south, otherwise variable 2 to 4. Fair, good. From Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Variable, but mainly southwest at first, 2 to 4. Fair, good. From Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Variable, 3 or less, becoming southeast, 2 or 3 for a time. Fair, good. From Gibraltar Point to Northumberland. Variable, becoming easterly or southeasterly later, 3 or 4. Fair, good. From Northumberland to Selsey Bill. Westerly or southwesterly, becoming variable 2 to 4. Fair, good. From Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. Variable 3 or less. Fair, good. From Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Variable 4 or less, becoming northeast 2 or 3 later. Mainly fair, good, occasionally poor in the west. From Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Variable 2 to 4, fog patches in the west, moderate or good, occasionally very poor in the west. From St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. Variable 3 or less, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. From Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Variable 2 to 4, fog patches later in the west, good, occasionally very poor later in the west. The Isle of Man. Variable 2 or 3, fog patches, good, occasionally very poor. From Lochfall to Carlingford Loch. Southwest becoming variable 2 to 4, fog patches developing in the east, moderate or good, occasionally very poor in the east. From the Mull of Galloway to the Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and the North Channel. Variable 2 to 4, becoming southerly or southeasterly 3 to 5 in the North Channel. Fog patches developing, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. From the Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Variable 2 to 4 in the south, otherwise southwesterly 3 to 5, becoming southerly or southeasterly later. Occasional drizzle and fog patches at first, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. From Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Southwesterly 4 to 6, occasional rain or drizzle, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. And the Shetland Isles, southwest backing south later 3 to 5, occasional rain or drizzle, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. And just a reminder of the general situation, a moderate strong southwesterly flow with drizzle at times and fog patches will affect the north and west of Scotland. Elsewhere, high pressure to the southwest of the British Isles will build across the rest of the United Kingdom, maintaining mainly light winds and fair weather. And that completes the Shipping Bulletin. Now it's Prayer for the Day, and it celebrates 55 years on Radio 4 from Bradford, the City of Culture, with Simi Sekon.
Good morning. In the Sikh faith, there is a guiding principle, Naam Japana Kirat Karni Vand Shakna, which means remember God, earn an honest living, and share with others. These words have stayed with me from the fields of Punjab to the boardrooms of Yorkshire. A solicitor, property entrepreneur and developer, overseeing 51 companies can seem worlds apart from quiet humility of Sikh spirituality. But for me, they are connected. Sikhism teaches us that business isn't just about profit. It's about purpose, service and justice. It's important to me to share my moment of prayer with my dear friend, Kami Sodi, who calls me every morning from the rolling mountains of Catalonia. This start of the day with prayer and positive focus grounds me before a busy and hectic day. Every deal I make, every decision I weigh, I carry with me the wisdom of Guru Nanak Dev Ji, who taught that wealth must not come at the cost of dignity of others. Staying grounded in these values is my daily prayer, especially in a fast-paced world that often rewards speed over integrity. There's strength in staying rooted. I live and work in England. My heart beats with the rhythm of Punjab, its language, its music, and its spirit. And in that balance between two worlds, I find peace. Today, I pray for all who lead in business, in community, in family. May we lead with compassion and love. May we build equity with integrity. May we remember that our actions echo beyond balance sheets and that success without soul is empty.
Simi Sekon. Now it's time for Farming Today with Stefan Messenger.
Good morning. On today's programme, a new approach to a rural crime.
Instead of people going to court after a livestock attack, is giving them the ability to go on an awareness course for responsible dog ownership. We've trialled it in Wales, and from September we're going to go UK-wide with it.
But first, should British farms and supermarkets have to pay the travel and visa costs of seasonal staff? The idea has been suggested as a way of protecting workers travelling to the UK to pick fruit and vegetables, some of whom are taking out loans to get here, leaving them vulnerable to exploitation. The employer pays principal feasibility study, jointly commissioned by the government and the Seasonal Worker Task Force, looked into the idea, which has support from some retailers and recruitment agencies. But the National Farmers Union says the findings raise concerns about the challenges